This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along today as we've taken the mic to Milton, more specifically the Milton Public Library. And they are marking a milestone this year, and we're going to talk to the director about that and just about the facility in general. Chris Levanish is with us, and she's been with the library here about 3 years. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk first about that milestone. It's a century, right?
It is a century of service. Yeah, so on the 25th of May, we're going to celebrate 100 years serving the community.
And this building itself is, I want to say newer. It's newer to the library, but it was also a mansion before.
Yes, yeah, it has been, an important fixture in the community here in Milton. So the library purchased it in the early 2000s, and we moved up here in 2011. So we've been here just about, 12 years, I guess. Okay. Yeah.
And there was some pretty major renovation done on it. I mean, there's a whole new section.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So the existing house, there were, additional struts put in or trusses, to handle the weight of the books. They added on, about the same amount of square footage as the original house, had to start a $2.1 million mortgage, to pay off the building. An incredible undertaking, a lot of community support to get it pulled off. It's beautiful here.
And previously, it was located where?
Down on Front Street, what is now the Milton Art Bank. When the library purchased it, it was a bank. So it was a former bank. They, retrofitted and did things to put the library in there, and it was there from the 30s. So quite a while. Yeah.
So it was there until it came here. That was the original.
Yes, that's right. Well, originally it started in the YMCA. Okay. In a small room in the YMCA, they gave some space for the library. And then whenever it became, a really valued community asset, they purchased their own building.
Okay. And you're a Pennsylvanian, but not necessarily from this area?
Right. I'm from Tyrone, which is in between State College and Altoona. And I moved here, it's been about 3 years. In September, it'll be 3 years.
Okay. What brought you to Milton? Tell me a bit about your background in this field.
So I was going to school at Penn College in Williamsport and got my student loan money and decided to move to California. I did not realize that you could not move to California with your student loan money. So when I landed in California, the first place I went was the public library to get my library card, and they just happened to be hiring. So it was the first job I applied for, and I worked there for 14 years in basically every department that you can in a library, and worked there for a really long time. But, my folks are here, my family's here, so I wanted to move, back to Pennsylvania at some point. And this job just got on my radar, and I was lucky enough to be hired as the library director here.
I love that, how you went for the card, but you didn't leave for 14 years.
I know, right? It's a really fun, and I was really fortunate. The library has been really good to me, personally throughout the years, when I was a young person, helping to get my resume together and things of that nature, borrowing DVDs when I couldn't afford to have cable, stuff like that. And then when I got that job in California at the library, I felt like I won the lottery, honestly.
Hey. Now, as far as the fact that you were going in a library in the first place showed that you were at least inclined to that in the first place, but give me some sort of your philosophy of libraries and why they are so important.
My philosophy on library and why it's so important, especially in a rural community like Milton, we are part of the social safety net, for everyone in the community. We serve everyone, race, creed, color, none of those things matter here at the library. So if you need help, in any regard, in any respect, we may not be the ones to help you a service or a thing, but we're a connector. You know, we're having the conversations with the community. We being the libraries are really here just to serve and to help. I think it's really valuable, especially like in a time when, you know, social media is very prevalent. People are, you know, historically more cut off, less, you know, civically engaged. You know, I feel like the library has a more important role than ever before just to keep the community connections and to build community.
You're working on to recognize the 100th anniversary, but also trying to kind of get a wave of funding in to pay off what's already here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, when the library moved up here, the work that went into it was incredible. I think, you know, in the past 10 or 12 years, you know, maintaining the building has been quite a bit. You know, this is an 11,000 square foot, you know, mansion, essentially. You know, we sit on 6 acres. So just maintaining the facility is quite a bit. But, you know, while we've made a lot of progress, you know, paying down that $2.1 million in mortgage, we currently still owe $1.6. So, you know, our mortgage payments are more than all of our dedicated funding throughout the year. So we're really looking to make some progress in paying down our existing debt, but also, you know, an important part of that is maintaining this level of service that the community relies on. So it's a lot of balls in the air. It's a lot of things to do. And while we are here for the community, we also need that community support.
Okay. How many people would you say are served by this library? I mean, in the area, but also how many, you know, people are actually coming through?
So our service area is, you know, kind of small. We serve the borough of Milton, East and West Chillisquaukee and Turbot Township. So that's our actual dedicated service area, you know, from, you know, recognized by the state. But anyone with a Pennsylvania driver's license and address, we allow to have a library card at no cost. Right now we have 8,600 people that are, you know, registered users of the library. There are 12,000 people roughly in our service area. So, you know, I would love if everyone in our service area had a library card, you know, like 100% people signed up. That's incredible.
I think you're like me in that regard from what we talked before we went on tape, that you don't quite get why you wouldn't have a library card.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
but there, I mean, it, and certainly even in the time you've been in libraries, 20 years or close to 20, mm-hmm. Things have changed dramatically as far as what is offered. I always thought of libraries as books, but then I've come to think of them as more of an information repository then.
Oh, it's absolutely true. I mean, in the time when I started in California, I got in trouble every 6 months for the amount and volume at which I speak. So that kind of change has happened too. You know, when I was a kid, you know, the library is a place to go and be quiet. It's not that necessarily anymore. We have, you know, we have areas and spaces for people to have quiet time and those things, but it's much more of a welcoming place to, you know, build community. And the number of conversations I have daily with the patrons is, it's cool. It's really cool.
And it has to have changed everywhere. I mean, just the libraries I grew up in and the ones, anyone I go to now, just, it really, it's a different atmosphere. I think is that premeditated or is it just shifting with society?
I think it's the nature of libraries. You know, we generally need to have a foot in the past and a foot in the future, right? So like DVDs, for example, you know, that is an aging technology, aging out pretty quickly. We still have a large portion of our patronage that utilize the DVDs at the library. But, you know, but understanding where we go technology-wise, you know, securing funding for that technology is an incredible feat. So right now we have hotspots that people can take home and have the internet at their houses free of charge. I mean, pulling that off has been quite a feat, but it's saved the community, you know, just in 2021, over $30,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it, like you mentioned, the DVDs, I mean, that's just, I recall when that was like the big new thing, and I was so impressed that they were getting DVDs at my library. And now I was thinking, oh, DVDs, that's quaint. but it moves so quickly. You know, that's part of your job to keep up, I guess.
It really is, you know, and to think about, you know, how an average person or a senior or a young person, their different technology needs, it's a lot of things to keep up on. So we are currently in the process of building a STEAM lab. We have 3D printers, you know, like creating all these things and finding different technologies and different elements that appeal, you know, from zero, from birth to all the way. It's a lot.
And helps that you have a 16-year-old at home to teach you the new technology, but if not, you go to the library.
It's really true. And here's the thing, and this is what I tell my staff. You know, we certainly don't know everything, and I don't expect us to know everything. But what we do is, I often say, let's learn together. And that's what it's about at the library.
News lately has carried a lot of stories about places where books are being banned and removed and so forth. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, is that something people should be concerned about here, whether it be Pennsylvania or libraries in general?
Yeah, I think like that conversation is a constant in library land. I think it's something we all need to be concerned about. Censorship in any kind of way is a threat to democracy. And the library is one of the last really democratic institutions left in the country. You know, our job is just to have the information, to have the different perspectives. If we're getting to a point that libraries can't provide, you know, as wide of a readership and include as many voices as possible, that's a real problem.
In ordering books, I mean, how do you balance that to keep everybody happy, too? I mean, you got new releases from the far left, the far right, and everybody in between.
Yeah, it's really tough. I mean, especially, like, with a limited budget. You know, the state designates that, you know, we need to have a certain number of books. We need to spend a certain amount of money, you know, based on our operating costs on books. It's a really fine line. We certainly can't have everything, but we need to balance, you know, the narrative. You know, if we're going to have, you know, a book about something on the far right, we need to have that same argument on the far left and something that is a little bit more center. So we have to think of all things for all people. It is tough.
And you still got to pay for them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyone's job gets complaints, but do you guys get that? That some people say, you know, hey, you don't have so-and-so's book. Why are you acting so left or so right? Is that not really something that comes up?
Occasionally it does. And yeah, that's all really valid. You know, we're all just humans too. And sometimes, you know, we can't, you know, we're not omnipotent. So if I do get a question like that, I certainly look into it. If it's true, we rectify it. You know, part of the library collection is based on what the community wants too. So, you know, I need that feedback to make sure that we're doing our job right.
You're certainly making the effort to be fair, but complaints can sometimes lead you to make improvements if you need to.
Yeah. And I don't think it's, I wouldn't categorize them as complaints, you know, like concerns for sure are important. And, you know, everything we do here is based on what the community wants and needs. So, you know, that stuff is really, really important. But it's also important to know that, you know, we try to have as many varying, you know, ideas and things, you know, so not including something in the collection is just something I wouldn't do.
Without actually touring the building, just walk me through through description to let folks know what is here. I guess the part we're in is part of the original. But yes. Then if you go where you come in the door, that's added on.
Yeah, so when you pull into the driveway, the first doors that you come into, that's the main circulation area. The new books are there, magazines, newspapers, and, you know, the most widely circulated things are right when you come in the library. We have a bulletin board with all of our events and programs that are coming up. That is the new part of the library, the addition. And when you walk up the steps, directly behind you is the adult collection. The incredible weight of how much books are, the adult collection had to be housed in a new part of the library just because they're so heavy. And then we have a teen area. We have a sitting room, a garden room with plants. I try to take all my meetings there. And then the children's room is directly behind that. There are STEAM activities regularly there, take-home kits that children can take home. You know, of course, a whole bunch of books. We always have a display going to focus on some part of our collection. And then we have a third floor, and the third floor is, you know, meeting room space, and then this room that we're in right now, the Pennsylvania room, our historical books, you know, the 900 collection, biographies, you know, the oldest and most interesting books, in my opinion, are in this top floor.
Years ago, I think if you had a card, that was the library you could go to. But nowadays, if you live perhaps in Danville or Williamsport, you can still come here, correct?
Oh, yes, absolutely. If you have a Pennsylvania address and ID, you know, we welcome everybody. And we do often, if you're not even a resident of Pennsylvania, we can give you a day pass. The number of people that pass through and comment on the library is pretty, it's surprising. You know, in a small area, I've been surprised.
Yeah. And every time I get my library card out, it looks like I'm a Vegas dealer because I have got to go through the whole pile to get to the right library, whichever one I'm at. So, but,
that's great. You're our people.
Hey, living in the pile of books—that's my dream. How can folks help if they would like to get, you know, be part of that campaign and organizations? Even I don't know if you know if you get donations from that sort of thing.
Yeah, so right now we are doing a fundraising campaign. It's called 100 for 100. So you can support the library by going to milton100.com. We're trying to raise $100,000 this year to, you know, cover the mortgage to help with library operating costs. We have a lot of things that are getting ready to come up. So our 100th anniversary open house is next week, Thursday the 25th, from 5 to 7. It's just going to be fun, all ages. You know, there will be activities for kids. We're going to have some snacks. I encourage anybody to stop by. If you haven't been to the library in a while, if you've never been to the library, this is a perfect time to come be part of the celebration. Later in the year, we're going to have a couple more events. You know, all of that is to be announced a little bit later. But right now, you know, how you can support the library is by using the library, by becoming involved. I have an incredible friends group. My board is jazzed up and excited to celebrate, so we just want to celebrate with the community.
And I have to say that anytime I've ever come here, the staff is fantastic. I mean, you do feel welcome. You don't feel like the library is when we were kids.
You know, I'm really, really proud of that. My staff is incredible. You know, I want everyone, and I often say, you know, our house is your house. You know, I want this to feel like home to people. So the more friends, the better.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.